This is a portion speaking of our being chosen in Christ before the foundations of the world. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
And as I always mention, notice the divine order, grace is first and peace is second. You can't have peace without grace. We are saved by grace. Then you have peace. If peace doesn't come first, if God gave peace without grace, there'd be very few would be saved. He only gives peace with his grace. Grace and peace be to you, from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
According to his hath chosen us in Jesus, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him alone.
Isn't that wonderful to know? When I read this and I think man finally in his exploration may walk on the moon today, but before the moon was made and before the worlds were made, my name, your name, was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Isn't that tremendous? It took man all these centuries to reach the point where he might walk on a heavenly sphere before all the heavenly spheres were made. My name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. For God hath made the things that are seen out of the things that are unseen. So all that man sees, all that exists in the universe, all before it ever came into being, God placed my name in Jesus Christ. Tremendous, tremendous truths. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
To the praise and the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted to the beloved.
In whom, and this is our accepting here, in whom, in Jesus Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Now notice, the mystery is only made known to believers. It will ever remain a mystery to the unbeliever. For the carnal mind cannot see the things of God, for they are spiritually discerned. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself.
You might gather together in one, all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, which is in him.
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
And we should be to praise his glory, who first trusted in Christ.
In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
Which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the first flesh, unto the praise of his glory.
Now notice the order there. Number one, after that you believed in Christ, you were sealed. This is the number two, with the Holy Spirit of promise, after you believe. This is the earnest or the assurance of our inheritance. You need never doubt it. It's the absolute assurance. If the Holy Spirit dwells in your breast by faith, you know this morning that you're saved. All the books in all the world have nothing to do with that. These are the books of men. Men are all going to graves. Men's minds and imaginations will cease. The day that a man dies, his thoughts cease. What power has he? What is man that thou shouldst consider him? But how tremendous here is the earnest, the assurance of our inheritance, that sealing of the Holy Spirit, that placing of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, until the redemption of the purchased possession. He purchased us. He owns us. And one day, he's going to glorify us. We shall be fashioned like unto his glorious body. This is the seal, you see. The Holy Spirit is the seal. He's an eternal seal. You'll never have to fear again. Perfect love casts out fear. If you've received the perfect love of God as it's revealed in Jesus Christ, you'll never fear again. Oh, you may not like dying. No one does. But you'll never fear death. You'll never fear death. For death will be the stepstone to life for each of us who believe. Now, this gives meaning to life. Everything else is tinsel. The acquiring of estates and monies and all of this is nothingness. It all ceases. Family fortunes have been dissipated within 2 to 3 generations in most cases. And in most cases have left children desolate. But I thank God that it speaks of an inheritance here that cannot be touched by man, that inheritance in Jesus Christ. May God add his blessing to this precious portion of his holy word.